Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Well, you know, thank you for listening. And I wanted to say that because with my podcast, as with my music and my books, I try to be open as possible. Sometimes when I express myself, I show a side that I don't like to see, but what I mean is that I'm always, PG-13, you know, always pretty much clean, nothing foul, nothing that's unusual or incendiary, meaning nothing that's controversial, really. But I have used profanity a little because, you know, to show my frustration. And again, you know, I try to be PG-13. I try to be clean. And as I said before with my podcast, disclaimer, anything in my podcast are not meant to cause or defame anyone or is within the law, because podcasts are a form of creative expression, which is what I'm here on this planet to do, creative expression, creative self-expression, you know. I have to continue to create in some way. Well, anyway, you know, with the last podcast I showed, it wasn't a meltdown, it was just a frustration. So I showed a tender side, or let's say a vulnerable side as a human being, but that's part of life. Everybody has a vulnerable side, so that's what I need to show, but it's just a frustration. The truth of the matter is we should all know, and I think we all know, that life is can be difficult. And I do strongly believe that hell is on earth. When you see people getting, you know, with the Ukraine wars, you see wars on this earth, you see diseases like COVID, you see people getting hurt, and you see the indifference on this planet, then hell is on earth. And I went through a lot of hell. But I had to try to do the best I can, because there is heaven on this earth. Heaven is on earth. You know, there are good people, and there's love, and there are people who are living their dreams. And unfortunately, the indifference of this planet, since it's not perfect, life is not fair. And I feel I have my share of too much hardship, so. But I am fine. But another hell that I went through, or man's inhumanity to man, or cruelty to man, is dealing with what I call someone's mental health issues or sociopathy or narcissism, because that's what it is when they target me through verbal put-downs and attack me verbally, say things that, like, you know, these are honest expressions from what I hear when I hear these people when I come outside. But, you know, for no rational reason, the people say things. And before I get to that question, these are factual truths. I want to say I never will say anything that isn't true. I will never make up a story. I don't have any type of health issues that disturb my true analysis of people and things. In other words, they're factually correct. It's true. And a lot of people, I'm sure, on this planet have experienced put downs and being called names for no rational reason. And, you know, negative criticism is to be ignored. And I pretty much ignore it, but when I hear from somebody who say, who called me a high-functioning schizophrenic, I realize that's a negative criticism. I am not a schizophrenic, especially for someone who is not an expert. Even if they are an expert, they should not be making those diagnoses on me or making a diagnosis on me when they're not an expert or they don't know me. If they listen to my conversations on podcasts or say things from their opinion, fine, but defamatory allegations or statements is not the right way to deal with it. I would suggest when, even for an expert, leave it to an expert, and an expert has to make the diagnosis directly. We can't go make assessments on people's health from a distance, especially if we're too ignorant to know what the term schizophrenia is, or we're not an expert. I would say a psychology expert would be the right one to do it. And even if they're an expert, that would still be inappropriate for them to make diagnosis unless they deal with the person directly. So I don't know why they would call me a schizophrenic or whatever. This is what I do with music or stuff, but I realize there's a lot of ignorance in this world, and that's where the hell is. A lot of cruelty and evil stems from being ignorant. And, you know, maybe I portray this to, you know, there's something wrong with them. If I haven't talked to them, I don't know them, then I said there's obviously their motives. Perhaps it's some form of jealousy. First of all, there's nothing to be jealous about if I don't know them or I haven't talked to them or something. If they see me on music or so or see me that, that's nothing to be jealous about. I may be a star, but they could be a star too. Just make some music and make some effort, and they could become a star themselves or whatever the situation is. It is no, it doesn't pertain to a direct reality. So if you're not an expert and you're calling people schizophrenic or you know, this and that, unless they have a diagnosis directly, then it's not, it's defamation. I think, you know, and then they say they don't want me to see me in the business, they don't want me to own a home. All that is just plain jealousy or some kind of narcissism or some kind of mental illness or some kind of cruelty, and they're like, you know, sociopaths and narcissist people act like that, or people with severe illness. They got an illness of their own. I don't know whether there's something wrong with in their system, because high-functioning, good, you know, good, positive people or well people do not say things like that to strangers who they don't know. And these are people who I don't know. And you know how you feel, you know, stranger coming up to me saying, we don't want you in the business. We don't want you to make it as a lawyer. We don't want you. I mean, that's somebody's sickness. You don't do that. There's something wrong with them or something. And it's not me. It's something wrong with them. When I hear somebody say, oh, I don't own a home, or that ain't my property, or I have to look inside. I mean, I have to sell this, or I have to kick them out. They can't rent there no more. I mean, that's a sign of someone's illness. I hope that those people can get help. And that's why the dangers of dealing with people who we don't know, strangers, because some strangers are, we don't know what they're capable of. And I always try to respect people who I don't know, because we can't go up to strangers who we don't know and try to target them or say bad things at them, because that don't make sense. Now, I know some of these people probably talked to me or knew me in the past, and they have not talked to me at all. There's something wrong there. If they have not talked to me at all, or I haven't seen them in a long time, that doesn't make sense either. I mean, generally, when we deal with people rationally, we have to deal with them directly. And we have some, you know, we're not going to go up to somebody who we haven't seen in years and say something at them and don't talk to them. Or, I mean, go up and call them names for no, you know, or something, and we haven't seen them in a long time, or we don't know them. I mean, that's some guy. I mean, these people have mental health issues, or something's wrong. The truth of the matter is, I strongly believe there's a lot of people in the United States, in particular, have some mental health issues. You know, you can see it. It's obvious. We see all these mass shootings. Some people should not be having a gun in their hand. And these people go up to, you know, places, and these people should not have no gun in their hand. They should pass a background law to prevent people with severe mental illness, severe, and who are, you know, who could hurt people or criminals. And, you know, people with mental health issues, you know, some kind of mental health issue or something, do that to innocent people or people who they don't know or people who they do. So I guess I don't know why they target me, but perhaps it's the little fame I have because I'm not really that famous. I am famous. I'm obviously famous, so my songs are on the air, my music's on the air, my podcast on the air, and perhaps they feel a threat. And that's not fair to me because I'm pretty much just, I'm not really that famous. I'm famous to an extent. Perhaps some people think I'm real famous. Yes, and, you know, and to some extent, but no, I'm not. I'm not. But I am a little fame. So maybe I attract somebody who has some issues. If it's jealousy, they should not be. I got my own problems, as I said, I do. They need to get them some help. If they feel like something wrong, I mean, deal with people on it who they know and leave it there. Because it sounds to me they got some mental health issues that they have to deal with on their own, and I do not, it's not a thing to do with me. As particular, especially if I don't know them, for one. So if someone I don't know, then they must have some mental issue. Something is wrong with them mentally, because I don't know them personally. I'm not their friend. I was an acquaintance. I never been around them. So something is wrong with them and their system. I mean, you don't go up to strangers and target or harass or say things. I mean, unless you got some serious mental health issues. That's just plain universally true. And if I do know them, I haven't seen them in a long time, and I haven't talked to them directly, I don't associate with them, and they come around, you know, from a car and say nasty things about me, you know, that's, they got mental health issues too. I mean, that doesn't make sense. When I say things I deal with people directly. Yes, you know, big celebrities, you know, like big celebrities. Yeah, people talk about because they're real famous. But I'm not a big celebrity. I'm not a really, really big. I never was. I'm not even a Gertz figure. I don't even consider myself I consider myself just got a little bit of fame. Like people put their videos on and I'm aspiring, you know, and that's my goal. I want to be aspiring recording artist to be successful. So, but whatever mental health issues or sociopathy or narcissist, you know, I consider it as a form of antisocial behavior, you know, to say nasty things at me for no rational reason or, you know, or say things that have nothing to do, you know, I mean, if they hear me on a, I mean, I have people who have, maybe they just don't have the mental to understand what they're doing, because I have some people whose IQ must be very low, or they must be out of touch, or some drugs, or a delusion. They have some, they thought I was mentally retarded. Yes. So my thing is that I am far from mentally retarded. I'm not the smartest person in the world. It's already shown by doing badly on tests and being dismissed from school or whatever. But I do have at least above average IQ. I have to get this far. I did graduate from college, so, but I'm not the smartest, but I'm definitely far, way far from being a retarded. If I was retarded, I would not be doing the things I'm doing. I mean, basic common sense or people's ignorance. You know, I don't deal with ignorance. You know, see, the one thing is ignorance. Like they say, you know, I have delusions of grandeur. My stance is that I know what delusions of grandeur are. I don't have no delusions of grandeur. I'm very much aware. Being, if it has to do with my aspiring to be in music, my music is out there in the world. It can be bought. That is not a delusion. That is reality. I'm living near Hollywood. Hollywood is a place for people of all shapes and sizes. It's for aspiring singers, songwriters, comedians. I mean, this is a place to do it, just like New York City, or that's another place to do it. London, Nashville, those are main places where you can be a star. So when I say these cities, what's around them, or there are millions of people going to these cities to be stars, and a lot of them do make their dreams come true. There are people who make their dreams come true in Hollywood who are older, 50, 60, 70, got their first deals, songwriting deal, behind the scenes, comedy deals, whatever. Anything is possible. That's no delusion. That's someone who I perceive is not, who don't have the aptitude, or perhaps is pretty much ignorant. So I don't want to deal with ignorant people. And then I don't want to deal with ignorance. I deal with ignorance in a realm of ignorance is prejudice. I don't want to deal with somebody who says, stay with your own kind. Listen, I heard that before white supremacists, racist, ignorant people who don't like people hanging out with other people or whatever, say that, white supremacists. And you know KKK, that is so ignorant. There are very successful people who have married of different races or hang out with people of different races, religions, nationalities, and who get along just fine. It has been scientifically shown that the human race, regardless of color, is pretty much 100% the same. When I say that, I'm talking about physically. The only differences that matter is within each person. They have their own style and whatever. It's just something inside each one of us has like our own like or what careers like, what we like, you know. That's what makes the world goes around. So it's pretty scientifically that physically, I mean, we're genetically pretty much the same. If we weren't the same, we wouldn't have babies with each other. There are interracial babies. There are babies of all walks of life. There are people who are very happy and been together and have very successful marriages, successful partnerships, successful in business, successful friendships. So that has been proven to be a form of ignorance. Any type of prejudice or racism is ignorant, and I don't want to deal with it. Ignorant people can cause harm to a lot of people. When you're ignorant, believing in something that is universally not true and shown not to be true, people act on those beliefs and could do harm. And that's where the hell, the evil, comes from, being ignorant. And the truth is we're all diverse. We're all diverse in many ways, and there's always going to be somebody look different, act differently than me and on this planet. And when I die, the next generation is going to be the same way. As long as this earth is the same way, it's always going to be different walks, people from different walks of life who have different likes, different dreams. There's always going to be interracial marriages. There's always going to be straight and gay people because they're equal. So if people can disagree with me, but it's going to, factually, that has been happening for thousands and thousands of years since the human race has begun, and it's not going to change. That has been factually shown to be true. So I leave it there. And while I'm not the smartest person in the world, I do know basic common sense on how that there's always going to be people that are different from me, and that's always going to be, that's always going to be the case. Different viewpoints, different political beliefs, different whatever. But that makes the world a better place. The bad side of it is that the differences can form ignorances. If ignorance controls the world and people are not open-minded, then it will destroy the world. So that's the test that human beings have to take in order to survive on this planet. And me, I had my share of hardships, tribulations, and despite saying all this, I still go through things as a human being, and it's very difficult. I had a very bad day yesterday, and it was very, I'm taking it one day at a time, because I have to, one day at a time, because it's hard, you know, price of being a human being is very difficult. The fragility of being a human being is too difficult, so I had to just leave it there. But I know basic common sense. If it ain't doesn't make sense, then it's actually, you know, something is wrong here. So I have to respect strangers, but I have to keep my distance. If I don't know them, I'm not going to say bad things to them by somebody I don't know. I have to just, you know, well, you know, I can, whatever I believe, whatever, I mean, respect strangers, but I have to be careful of strangers. We don't know who we're messing with, because it doesn't make sense to target someone I don't know. But it also doesn't make sense to target somebody for no reason who I do know or who I haven't seen in years. That's just basic common sense. But at the same time, if even, you know, if someone say something about somebody's diagnosis or make something and they're not an expert, that's not good. But it has been shown that people have been diagnosed who have been diagnosed with some kind of mental health issue, and they have been wrongly diagnosed. So experts can make errors too. It's best to look at a second opinion, but it's also best to know the difference, though, and look at people for how they make these decisions. Because we don't want to defame somebody or label somebody something that isn't true. Because I think that when these people say schizophrenic, they talk about because I'm very unique or I have my own style or I do things that they don't understand because they haven't seen anything like it. Perhaps they come from a world where people are typical like them, you know, the norms, and they see somebody like me or somebody who seemingly is outside that norm and make that decision that, oh, he got to be sick or whatever. That's ignorance. If you're not an expert on psychology, then you shouldn't be making diagnoses on anybody. And an expert could not make a diagnosis on somebody if they haven't sat down with them and made it an honest decision. So that's just basic common sense. So I'll leave it there, and I'll talk about a different topic. Music. Good day, good night from Deaf Night.